角的烘焙完全保留了咖啡的新鲜原味，特别香，特别浓，使您不得不感到心满意足。献给富有鉴赏力人士的金牌 Nescafe。
I like two coffees please. Black. Yeah. No sugar.
Here on the corner of Tiong Bahru and Seng Poh Road, every Sunday morning, a coffee shop is converted by bird fanciers into an alfresco aviary. They come with their songsters and they hang the cages high on hooks above these tables, and as you can hear, the birds trill their little hearts out.
Basically, actually comes here just to meet friends, have a talk, bring me the bird out to more or less in a more challenging position, so that at least we don't keep at one spot, the bird may be very lonely.
Tell me about the paper bag with holes in it. Is that something to eat?
No, this is just a container for the grasshopper.
You're not going to eat the grasshopper?
No, for the bird. For the bird. Actually, this is only a temporary container. When I reach home, I will transfer him into a grasshopper.
But it's alive?
Yes, he's alive.
Then that's for your bird at home?
Yes, yes.
The market is over there, on the corner?
Yes, yeah.
And what's the best thing to eat in the market?
You try these two. Roast duck rice, and the best in Singapore. You call it the pig's intestine.
Pig's intestine?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Pig's intestines are a fairly conventional ingredient compared to some of the things Singaporeans relish. Baladun has brought me to what at first looks like a pet stall with deep-breathing toads, terrapins, fat white rabbits, lizards, pythons, and flying foxes as forlorn as broken umbrellas.
Actually, this is a game stall. The Chinese do treasure game as well, believing that the more an animal is from the wild, it's got strength-giving qualities when you eat the meat. For a lot of aging Chinese men, it's supposed to be aphrodisiacal, good for their sex lives. You order what you want, just give the animal a blow and skin it, and then you go home and cook it. Now, endangered species are not allowed to be served in Singapore. Certain snakes. You can't serve dog, for example. The authorities are quite fussy about this sort of thing. There was a story of a chef from China who came to Singapore and had this deep-fried fish in which the body was deep-fried, sweet-sour fish, and the head was still alive and flapping. Yeah, and there was such protests to the newspapers after that from the general public who found it disgusting.